Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. Tonight is October 20th, 2017. Oh my goodness. I love how all this works. It's always, see, this is for you, Diane.
Thank you.
I'm more than welcome. that it really is. Because that's I'm always, you know, it's like, oh, I got to get everything right and everything, and then they'll you know, because we were talking beautifully right before the show, and then you know, then it started up and it goes, brain falls out and everything goes blah 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 blah. Anyway, and I'm Julia Cannon. And
well, that's what spirit does.
Absolutely,
right.
All the time to me. Every time I'm in public. And I've told our audiences before, and I figured it out after a while, because at first it was like, I had this thing, you know, when I first started doing public speaking with this anyway, it was like, I had this thing, I wanted everything to be perfect.
Oh, right.
I wanted it to go, I wanted to look good. I wanted, because I came from that professional background and all that stuff. And I wanted it to, you know, I wanted that image to be that certain way and everything. And that kind of stuff would go on, you know, and you'd get these downloads right at the beginning and all that energy would come in and all this crazy stuff. And that kind of stuff would happen. And it'd be like, bleh. And I'm like, what on earth? And they're like, get over yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. Spirit's like, listen, forget about all that. Focus on what is the most important thing here.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
as
so,
we both know.
Absolutely. So anyway, that was to help you. You said this was your maiden voyage. And so I want to help you feel more comfortable. So,
well, thank you.
You are welcome.
I appreciate that.
Anyway, just a few quick announcements, and then I will introduce you to everyone.
Sure.
Okay. I will be heading off soon to Australia. We've got some classes coming up in Australia, Taiwan, and China. So I'll be off yonder.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. And so if you're interested in any classes, we'll be doing some level 2 and some level 1 companion classes in those areas. So if you're interested at all, please check out our website, QHHTofficial.com and DoloresCannon.com. And you can find out all the information there at those websites and sign up. Come see me. Anyway, so that's what's coming up immediately, and that's here right before the end of the year. And we do have more classes coming up next year. We have some surprises coming, so that's why we don't have a lot on the schedule for next year. We have some things that we're developing, and we just want to get them done before we really start making some announcements. So we really, some really cool stuff. So that's what's going on there. It's just a lot of behind the scenes things going on. So there really are things coming. So don't think we're not doing anything. We're doing a whole lot of stuff. So, okay. Now, to this beautiful woman here on the screen. What is she doing here? Okay. This is my special guest. I'm so excited to have here. Yes, I'm so wonderful. That's what I love about, we can do video shows now. And until this comes out, you just hear us waving.
Oh, that's right. They can't see us.
Right. Until the video comes out, first they'll hear the audio, and they'll just hear a lot of wind going by.
Right. From our hand.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, here. Well, who we have on tonight is you're our newest author, and your book just came out, hot off the press, and this is so exciting, and so it's Diane Lewis, and your book is From Psychic to to soul, discover the psychic within. And that, I think, is so wonderful, because that's, I mean, I love that, because this is what I'm always telling everybody. This is who we are, you know, and I just, I love it. I love it. I love it.
You know, oh, thank you. Thank you, yeah. Julia. I, you know, people just don't understand that the origins, and that this is a natural part of who they are, whether it's developed or not, it still is an intricate part. And that's what prompted me to write the book, so that people would get that understanding in easy to understand language as well, you know, and using real life examples, how they're utilizing their abilities knowingly or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, before we get too much into the book, I want you to tell your story. Before we do that, I want to give out the call-in number if anybody wants to call in with any questions for you.
Oh, sure.
So let's, that's 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. Now, what I always love, I mean, this is my absolute, this is what I love about this job. I don't even consider it a job. I love to hear people's stories. You know, how you got here, what got you from birth to here? I mean, whatever, you know, because everybody has a different journey. Everybody right. has a different story. And I love to hear people's stories. And so what happened? And I know you kind of you knew about your abilities. So you, because not everybody did, but let's, you know, start as young as you want. I mean, if it started at birth, let's hear it from birth on. I mean, I want to hear your story.
Okay. Well, it's, it did start from birth. And it's, both my parents were gifted.
Okay,
so I had that support in the background. They didn't do it professionally, but they did have abilities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I it's very interesting, because I have a lot of people that will ask me, when was that aha moment? And I tell them, you know, I was always like tapped in, so there never was an aha moment. Usually those are happening when all of a sudden some force is prevalent. But I do recall that what I did notice is when I became a young teenager, you know, over 12, that not everybody was having the same experiences as I was. And I can't give you a defining moment. It was, you know, maybe I spoke to a friend and they had said something like, what, you know, what had happened at that point was that's when things shifted for me, because up until that point, it was just whatever it was natural. And I do remember having earlier experiences, but I never was frightened or never thought about it, because it was just, you know, ongoing. It wasn't until you realize not everybody's having this, this is something different, that you stop. And of course, you know, we're going back a number of years when this was not mainstream.
Yes.
Right?
And we have to keep reminding people of that, because, you know, now it's everywhere. And I think sometimes, especially the younger generation, I think they don't realize that it wasn't always like this.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, you didn't really speak about it. You know, you might throw things out to feelers, but it was pretty much in like an underground. Yeah. And there wasn't a lot of resources back then. And so, you know, other like today it's mainstream. You can get a lot of information. You can get classes and lots of resources to help you on your journey. which I think is fantastic because that shows how much it's grown in, you know, 30 years. But when I was, on my journey years ago, this wasn't, there was really nobody to call on or find out what's going on. So you basically figure it out yourself. And, my journey just kept going on. This was always in the background, even though professionally I had a career. I had my own business. I was doing accounting, so that was like totally
very,
on the total opposite end of the scope. And of course, because of my own business, needless to say, you're not going to advertise this fact because you don't want to lose your credibility.
Right.
Now today it's not, It wouldn't be a problem, but back then it would be. But anyway, as I started developing, in my teens and, I was very encouraged with my parents. So that was great. I could tell them anything. They didn't think I was crazy, which, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who experience that and shut down because of that fact. I was always encouraged, so it was very, I kept it within my group, my parents and so forth. But as I kept moving, spirits was always there in one way or the other. They were moving me with a lot of different experiences. And, it just got to the point where it's like, okay, I'm on board,
Well, it's good that you were, it's probably because of your parents that you were able to recognize it as what it was.
Yeah, our abilities were different between actually the three of us. Our abilities were different. But core is that I could get the support from them. Mm-hmm. I could see something in my room and, tell them about it. That may have frightened me and tell them about it. And they were, like my dad, like, well, why didn't you wait and see what it morphed into? Or, so encouraged instead of discouraged.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So it was very instrumental in keeping me on the path, actually, because of the fact that, it became a quest. Because I didn't have enough answers. What's happening? What's going on?
Right. And for the best question. Those are absolutely the best questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have some basis, but then there are so many other aspects, even with mediumship, because I not only do the psychic piece, but I also do the medium piece. And, even that, yes, I know spirit was there. But there are so many other, when they impose on you. And when I was younger, I didn't understand that concept. There was nobody to go to and ask about that concept. Because there were no resources, really. So it was one of those things, you learn about these things as you go. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a long journey. And although today I love what I do. I love connecting with people. I love doing all this, being in the energy. I can't always say it was always fun. Only because of not understanding.
Right.
You don't understand and you're trying to figure it out. Uh-huh. And There were sometimes when, spirit scared me, not intentionally, of course, but those on the other side, sometimes they're knocking on the door because it's like, I know she can hear me.
Give an example what you're talking about.
Okay. What I'm talking about is like with spirit, as far as somebody who's crossed over. And when I was young, there was a house that I, an apartment that I had, mm-hmm. and there was a room that was added on. And I had, and it was a house that, you know, was from the 1800s or so, you know, so, and it was in Boston. And my room, my bedroom was an added on room, but I would always feel them. Mm-hmm. I could always feel them in the kitchen. And so I would have to go through the kitchen, of course, to get to the bathroom or to get to the other aspects. Now, they would be standing at the doorway of my bedroom, and I knew they were there, mm-hmm. and there was more than one of them, and they would just stand there. And, of course, at that time, I didn't know what they wanted. I knew they were there. I could feel them. I could, you know, mm-hmm. and yet they never came into the bedroom, and I couldn't understand why they didn't come in. It's like, why are they stopping at the door? And why are they just standing at the door? You know, that was the other thing. Why are they just standing there? Well, it wasn't until later that I realized that was an added-on room. And in their time frame, it didn't exist. So they couldn't go past it.
Okay.
But also, at that point in time, even though I knew they were there, I was scared, so I wouldn't open to communicate uh-huh. because I was a bit frightened of them, because it's like, you know, I could feel there was multiple, or, you know, in that example, I could feel there were multiple, and yet I didn't know, you know, why they were there, why they were just standing there. And they would do this to me constantly. You know, if I had to get up in the middle of the night, it was like a dash. You know, just running through, turning on lights and so forth. But, mm-hmm. you know, I'm in my early 20s and, you know, I didn't understand the whole communication.
Yeah.
So, you know, that made it a little bit scarier. You know, I didn't feel bodily threatened by them, mm-hmm. but I was scared just for the fact that I couldn't communicate, you know? And if you can't communicate, it's like, why are you standing there?
Yeah. It's something you don't know.
Right.
And that first reaction is we fear what we don't know or understand.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's one example of, you know, which I have, you know, many other aspects, but as I kept growing, things would change. You know, I would be able to communicate whether I decided to or not with, would become the question. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was a matter of understanding what's happening. And I was having so many different experiences that was going on that you're trying to absorb it and understand it, and you're looking for resources to help you out. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, at that point, it's a little bit challenging. But, yeah. I mean, spirit always stayed with me. And I even had a guide that was with me who, you know, at that point, he's no longer with me, but he was my gatekeeper at that time. And he I always knew he was around even since I was a kid. So he was always keeping me protected.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I just knew he was there. Just always knew. Although him and I never had a communication, I don't think we needed one.
Yeah.
You know, because he just was there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he was your guy.
It's like, he was my guy. He was my guy for like years and years and years. And then when he felt that I had finally gotten over the hump and I didn't need him anymore, then he left me to my own devices.
Yeah.
But he kept with me, you know, through all of that, which was, I thought, pretty great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I knew I had someone celestial hanging around.
That's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool. And as I kept on my journey, as I kept growing and understanding, everything just kept shifting for me. It became easier. The experiences that I had had when I was younger, I was now fully understanding those experiences. Okay. Because sometimes you have one, you know, when you're younger, you don't quite understand all the implications of it. But right. as I kept growing and studying and connecting more, right. I mean, I was always connected, but I would then, you know, if I got scared, I would shut myself down. Which anybody does, but they just, I feel I was very lucky because some will shut down and never open up again.
Yeah.
But spirit never let me actually shut down. You know, they were always there, always something else was going on. And I think it was to always keep challenging me in all these different experiences. Mm-hmm. So that I would get more exposure mm-hmm. and I would also understand these other experiences. And even my dad, who is now crossed over, he has even given me some experiences, even from the other side. Mm-hmm. And so that I would know it. Like, to give you an example, when my dad was just about crossing over, I had always known that you have a life review, but I wasn't quite so convinced at that point because, of course, I'm not seeing mine, right? But, and you know, I knew of this, but there was that little bit of doubt. But when right. my dad was crossing over, he showed me his.
Okay.
He tapped, you know, he connected with me and I was seeing his.
Oh.
Which was really pretty cool and pretty interesting because mm-hmm. it's like, wow, that's, you know, it's not mine that I'm seeing, but I could definitely see his. Yeah. And that was just like the coolest thing ever.
Wow.
Yeah. And it just, there went that doubt. That yeah. little bit of doubt I may have had, boom, it's gone. And connecting with so many people over the years, you know, through mediumship, mm-hmm. that's so interesting because I have had many show me their crossing so that I can convey it to their loved one. Mm-hmm. And all the different ways that they cross is extraordinary, but the most extraordinary thing is it always is fantastic.
Yeah.
It really, you know, it's really it's fantastic how it all comes about, maybe different stories, but the whole aspect of how we cross and what the misconception that is on this side, mm-hmm. That's why they show it to me for the loved ones so that they can know exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Or what had happened, because nobody ever really sees that piece.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think I know I have never said this in public on the air. I've said it in a couple of classes, but definitely not on the air. When Mom passed, you know, because I had the nursing experience, my background and everything, and so I thought I knew the point that she passed. Because I've watched people die, you know. In fact, I was always fascinated watching. It was just like this morbid fascination to watch the body die. I mean, it's just something, you know, it's not that I like to see it. It's just something, I'm fascinated with the body. Mm-hmm. And I got to where I could kind of tell. Sometimes you can actually see the spirit leave, you know, mm-hmm. the body. Like, and so I thought I knew the point that she left. And it was like 2 days after she had gone, I had a dream. And it was like, and in it, it was afterwards when I woke up, I realized it was her showing me from her perspective what had happened. And
oh,
I was
cool.
Like, I know, it was so cool. And I was like, oh my gosh. You left the moment you hit the hospital door. It was long before, you know, I thought it was. You were out of there. You were like, not going to have anything to do with this. You were gone. She was out and she was dancing. And it was wonderful. And I didn't think that I was thinking about it, but apparently right. I was. Or she wanted to show me. I don't know. But
I think she probably wanted to show you because she might have realized you had that misconception of when it actually happened. Yeah. And so in my experience, they'll come through to enlighten you, so to speak. So and to let you know, well, you're thinking it was then, but it actually was.
It was here.
Yeah.
It was so cool. Like you said, it was fantastic.
Right.
She was having a ball. I mean, totally having a ball.
Yeah. And, you know, in all the crossings, and it's amazing. It's just amazing. And I feel that they always give that information, especially if people on this side are having coming to terms with it, or they're concerned about what might have been going on at the time of the crossing. You know, was it painful? Was it traumatic? You know, what was all that? So I think they come through just to let you know that, hey, this is how it really was from my side. And that's so great that your mom came through because the body has its own natural, and as a nurse, you know this, you know, and but the spirit can exit long before the body is actually going to stop functioning.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, and there are times when spirit is going back and forth. They're almost like testing it out, and then they come back and you know, until they're really ready to just move, you know? Yeah. 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 And that's what I have seen and have been so honored that they trust me to tell their side of the story. Mm-hmm. I think it's really beautiful, and I think that's great with your mom.
Yeah, yeah, it was, because she was, well, she showed that she was eating, because she loves to eat. she was eating this great big feast, and then she got into this bathtub. At one, she was dancing, and then she got into this bathtub. And see, and that was one thing that she couldn't do. She couldn't get her, she would never get her head underwater. She just never did. And she's like, look, and she was putting her, she was like sinking, I was like diving underwater. And then she came back up, and her hair was all these curls, and she was just laughing and laughing, and she looked so funny. And I was like, I gotta go find somebody else to go see this, because this is hysterical. It's like, somebody else has to see this. And she's just like, ha 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 ha, having a blast.
Oh, that's so nice.
It was wonderful. It was so cool. But she was, and it took me, like, when I woke up, I'm like, what was that? And then I realized, it's like, oh my gosh, that was her interpretation of what happened. She was showing me from her perspective what happened.
Right. Yeah.
And it was like, oh my gosh.
Well, let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Did it feel, when you were with her at that time, did it feel like it was totally real? Like you were totally having a real...
In the dream?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that is a visitation. So basically, when you have that, you and her are at this energetic place. You know, you are now basically out of your body, and you and her are actually connecting dimensionally, you know, in another dimension, and connecting energetically. And I tell people, because some people, you know, you have a dream where you can get psychic information through the dream, but mm-hmm. then there are visitation, and the visitation is when it's so vivid and so real. That's when you and they, your energies are connected at that point.
And I've had several since then, and I wish I could remember some of them now, but I know that, because they're real.
Yeah.
It's like, they're real things that are happening, and and I know that we're doing things. We're still doing things. So we're not done. We must have a really solid, powerful contract together and stuff, but we keep doing things, so... Yeah.
Well, you know, you'll just do them on another plane of existence. I mean, you know, from the physical reality. And so, you know, where she's not in the physical anymore. Mm-hmm. Now you two, you know, you play in a different dimension, you know?
Yeah.
Cool. That is so cool.
Yeah. Like I'm saying, right now I can't remember them, but I know when I have them, they're powerful. It's like, well, So a lot of times they're in classrooms. I remember one, just as I said that, she was speaking. I was in the front row, and I mean, she had a microphone, and all of a sudden she put this clown nose on her nose. I was like, I don't even know what that was, but it's just,
she's clowning around.
Exactly. So it's probably some of this, don't take it so seriously kind of stuff. And yeah.
Oh, that's so great. That's really great. Yeah. I remember one time, you know, after my mom had passed, her and I were like sisters. And I know that we hadn't passed life together because we felt more like sister than mother and daughter. And I remember after she had passed, you know, I had a visitation. And we were hugging each other, and I was thinking as I was hugging her, she doesn't know she's dead. And she whispered in my ear, and she said, "Yes, I do." And but it was so great. You know, it was just mm-hmm. so powerful and so wonderful. And, you know, I tell people that, you know, you can have these experiences too, you know, you with mm-hmm. those who have crossed over. You know, they'll come through, you know, through the dream state, but it becomes a vivid reality at that mm-hmm. point, which is really great because, mm-hmm. you know, like you with your mom, me with my mom, we're still connecting.
Yeah.
You know, it's just this physical body is, you know, basically, or this physical reality we're in right at the moment is the only thing stopping us. But
right. Well, yeah, it's just the dimensions, you know, it's our frequencies.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just, that's it. And my father's been coming through lately quite a bit too. So we're all coming through. It's a family thing.
Well, they'll come through when they need to. And, you know, that's kind of interesting. We'll have to talk afterwards for a moment because I haven't seen a man. earlier today.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think he's connected to you.
Okay.
So.
Could be.
Yeah. I think so, Julia.
Okay. All right. So let's get back on you.
Okay.
So, all right. So where were we on your story? Your mother.
Right.
Got off on mothers here. Okay. Remind me. How did we get off on that?
It just morphed.
I know. That's what happens.
Yeah.
The dreams. We were on that. Because that's what happens. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So you've been developing through all this. And
right. I've been developing through all of this, through as I kept moving, Spirit kept giving me different experiences. Mm-hmm. you know, just not just with people who crossed over, but also other psychic experiences. You know, some may say supernatural, paranormal, all that, you know, encompassing all that.
Okay, when you say that, I'm going to, I think I've just had things happening all my life. I don't categorize. I think I just pull everything together. So when you say supernatural, paranormal, what do you mean?
Well, it is like all encompassing. It's just all these, I'm trying to think of one. Of course, now I need to think of one, right?
This is what we run into when we try to define our transformation conference, because sometimes we try to put a better word on it so people will know what it is. And for a while, we were trying to say paranormal or something, try to pull some other words to make it people, you know, keywords to make it something. And it's like, I don't know what to put on it.
Yeah, it's really difficult because, you know, I mean, all paranormal is, you know, it's an experience outside the normal range. And so it's more because you just tuned in. You just happen to the perspective, I feel, that you see things at becomes very different. As I'm trying to think as we're speaking to give that example.
I know because as you live it, it becomes your normal. And so it's like,
right.
Pull something out of the air.
Yeah. You know, I just don't, I was with a friend, like last week, and mm-hmm. she says, you know, every time I'm with you, something happens.
Yeah.
You know, just something happens. And I don't even notice it happening,
right?
But she does. You know, mm-hmm. and I said, what do you mean? She says, well, did you notice that we were having breakfast together? She says, did you notice that it was very quiet, but once we sat down, the noise level went up?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, maybe Spirit put the noise level up so that no one would overhear our conversation.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, yeah, but, you know, just like minor little things like that, that seem to, she notices, you know. I had another friend that I got into her car, and she has that OnStar. She never uses it, ever. She said that the minute we sat in the seat, the OnStar went on. And she said, this is you. She said, it's you. This never has, I've had this car for several years. No one, I don't give out the number. I don't use the number. My husband doesn't call me. And you get in the car, and mm-hmm. it's the first and only time it goes off, you know, and, you know, things like that. But see, to me, I wouldn't even think
right
about that. I don't think that's abnormal. But then again, those are just some little minor things. But, you know, just things that are always seem to be happening. And you just know.
Yeah.
You know that this is a message. Right. I know that those three crows that I see all the time, my three amigos, as I call them, I know that they're giving me a message.
Right. Yeah. My friends, every time things like that will happen. And it's synchronicities, as I'll just call it, you know, just things that will just happen. We just have it now where we just, well, of course, you know, just message about, but of course, why would we expect anything else?
Right.
This is just what happens when we're around each other.
So. Exactly. You know, now the energy gets pumped up and, mm-hmm. you know, and I know that like Spirit, when they really want to get my attention, they will just harp on me. You know, Spirit will harp on me. Like, for instance, if they want me to, there's something in a certain book, they will, you know, I will see that book everywhere. And until I actually purchase that book, they will just keep, you know, pushing me, you know, playing it in my head. And I can't, you know, it's like, okay, I give up. I'll buy the book, you know, but it's that sort of thing that's always going on, as well as, I mean, I know, I'm sure you've had this too, where you affect electronic devices, you know, just, you know, if you're in, you're like, I don't know, you know, when I'm doing groups and whatever, of course, my energy level is higher. And, you know, you can burn out batteries really quickly and things like that. And electronic devices, you know, you can set off and so forth. And right. I'm sure you've experienced that as well.
I don't wear watches or anything. I was the only nurse that didn't wear a watch. My father, I couldn't believe this was, oh gosh, how long ago, 20 something years ago. I was taking him to the hospital, and when he got in the car, my entire electric panel of the car went out. And I was like, what is going on? I got into the hospital, and we're just like, you know, didn't think about it. The car still ran, but the whole electrical system, I mean, it's like all the electronics went out.
Right.
And then we got him in there, and he's like, well, you know, he's, you know, we're all thinking, he's like, well, we'll have to check that out whenever we, you know, get blah, blah, blah. When I got back in the car, everything was fine. And
oh,
so it was something, yeah, it was all fine. So something with him and his, you know, this, whatever the study was in, he was draining everything, I guess. I don't know, something, but it was just like, whoa, that was like the first time things were starting to do things like that.
Yeah, it's amazing. But, you know, too, sometimes that's how spirit is speaking, too. You know, they'll do things with stuff. Like, you know, for instance, they may knock out your electronics to maybe slow you down. You know?
They do it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
it definitely gets your attention.
Pardon me?
It definitely gets your attention.
It does. But then, of course, it depends on, do you just let it go, like wash over you, or are you like, well, wait a minute. That's kind of telling me something there.
Right. It's usually after about the third something. Then you're going, well, wait a minute, something is trying to tell me something. Something means something here. You know, this. Yeah, the first thing, it usually takes about three things, and you're going, whoa, there's something going on. So that's usually about when I'm starting to go, wait a minute, something's trying to tell me something. So,
well, I know, I feel, you know, I agree with you that they catch your attention that way. They're putting up roadblocks sometimes to, of course, you can always plow right through it if you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, but if you are tuned in, which you definitely are, and hundreds and thousands of people are tuned in, they stop and they say, wait a minute, that means something. Yeah. You may not know quite what it means at the time, but there is some meaning behind it.
Right.
And I have found that they just keep playing it and playing it and playing it until you get it. Yeah. I had a woman that had come to me, and she saw the same sequence of numbers for 2 years.
Oh,
and
my
she
goodness.
Said to me, I see it all the time, everywhere I go. And she was hoping that she could figure it out.
Yeah.
And she said, I just don't get it. And so I said, okay, give me a couple of days. Let me see what comes to me with it. And I did get a message, and I passed it along to her. Mm-hmm. And she was like, okay, that makes sense. And that was it.
Uh-huh.
That was the end. She didn't see the number of sequences anymore because it was finally got, you know, she finally got the message. So spirit just, I mean, they won't give up on you.
No, they don't.
No.
I was starting to think that, well, that's a long time to be doing that. But no, that happened to me where they were delivering a message. It was over 2 years, but they would do it and then they would back off. But it wasn't like, you know, it was, I kept getting the message and I would start acting on it. And then I would get out of my comfort zone and then I would go back, you know, and then, And then they start giving it to me again. And it was like, we mean it. And I was like, I got the message like four times over a 2-year period. And then when I didn't, you know, I was like, finally, I kept going, well, I don't understand why I need to do that. I kept doing things like that. You know, I was like, well, why, you know, why should I do that? Why, you know, and I, you know, so I was hearing it, you know, and I was, and then finally the last time I asked the right question and I was really cocky. I was like, how in the world, you know, how am I going to do this? Because they're telling me I needed to move and do this. I need to move from where I was to where I am now. And I needed to, you know, stop everything I was doing and do what I'm doing now. And I was like, how in the world am I going to do that? Blah, 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 blah. And they were like, well, we're going to show you how. don't do that.
Well, I did that. I did something similar. You know, it's like you throw the gauntlet down, like, hey, spirit, my workshop, The Healing Journey, mm-hmm. I did that with spirit. When I wasn't planning on a workshop. So how that all manifested was they had given me this healing modality. Mm-hmm. And I worked with it with my dad when he was alive. And then, you know, it was really pretty cool. And I did it with that. And I did it with a couple of other people that, you know, had illness. And then that was it. So a year goes by and spirit is like, hey, you need to take this and, you know, make it into a workshop. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have any workshops, you know, it's like, I do workshop like once every blue moon. It's not constant. And I thought, how am I going to do this? Mm-hmm. How am I going to do it? I have no concept. That's a lot of work. How am I going to do this? So what spirit did was while I was driving, they gave me the download. So as I'm driving, I put my recorder on and I would just speak. And whatever's coming in, I'm just speaking and speaking. Right. 2 days of this while I'm driving around. And then I said, okay, I'm going to listen to this and see, you know, and I'll type it up and see what this is all about. And I was never so amazed of what I was typing and listening to because they had addressed every single concern I could possibly have verbalized to them. You know, it was like, well, you do this and so I'm still not convinced. So I take this workshop because I'm still kind of like, I'm not convinced so much that this is going to work. So I get a beta group together and I comprise of like five people. You know, I have a couple practitioners. I put a male in there because I need some different energy and, you know, I run this. And I tell everybody, you know, be really honest. I get them a sheet. You know, they don't even have to put their name on it. Just give me the down and dirty. And so they loved it. And yet I'm still not 100% convinced, right? So I do a second beta group. And I have a couple people from the first one into the second run. Again, you know, there's only about mm-hmm. five people, you know, just to run it. And, you know, again, everything works out. So finally I said to Spirit, okay, now I'll take it out to market. But, you know, and I know they're thinking, you know, we told you.
Yeah. How hard-headed can they be?
Right. But sometimes, you know, you're just like, I don't know, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, I've done the same thing. You know, sometimes you challenge them, but a challenge is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they'll, yeah, challenge is good, but don't. It's probably best not to, the way I did it, I mean, it was almost like a dare. It was like this, you know, and they were just like, well, we'll just show you how. It wasn't pretty at all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. It's better if you work with them than let them take over and do it.
Well, that is true because I know when spirit you know, my experience has been when spirit, you know, when you're asking spirit for help, right? And then they give you the download and they say, okay, this is it. And you kind of like, yeah, I'm not doing that. You know, it's kind of, you kind of blow it off. I've always found that they turn the heat up.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, okay, if you're asking them for help and the, or, you know, and then they like give you something back, like, okay, like for instance, you want to lose some weight. And then they say, okay, well, all of a sudden this great workout program comes your way. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I'm going to do that, but you never do it. And then they kind of, you know, start turning the heat up on you, you know, where, okay, you're going to have this, you know, because they're trying to motivate you.
Yeah.
You know, and so I've always noticed that if I'm not listening, they keep turning the heat up until they're, you know, they're really getting my attention.
Yeah. And they get your attention with a major, I call it, you know, the major 2x4 over the head. And my, mine was like a 10x6.
Julia, you're going to listen.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Anyway, before we run out of time, I would like you to tell everyone how they can reach you if they would like to.
Oh, thank you. Well, you can reach me at my website, www.dianelewis.us.com. And the phone number is area code 617-645-6415. I'm on the web. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, you know, all the handles that we have all out there.
All out there. Huh?
Yeah. And, do a search and you can find me. Yeah, and you can also find me, at, right here on, Transformation.
Ozark, uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, that one.
No, I just like blanked out for a moment.
Yeah.
I think I went to sleep or something. yeah, because there's a link on there. I'm listed under one of the authors, and which I'm so delighted. And I am so delighted that everybody has been so wonderful and helpful to me. In getting this book out. I'm so delighted it's finally hit the streets. And I think for people who need to have a little bit of understanding, it can help them.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and like you said, you have workshops, and what your aim at the book was to help educate people on everything, like what psychic is and everything from it, and plain, easy to understand language. And then go ahead and give your condensed version. We've got like a couple of minutes left. So,
okay. So, psychic as a soul is like what your birthright is and how your environment is, mm-hmm. because a lot of people don't understand what their environment is.
Right.
And it goes into how we are designed for that environment, mm-hmm. and how you utilize psychic abilities, whether you want to call it that or not. Mm-hmm. And I give easy to understand language, easy to understand examples, because you are going to see by looking at those examples that probably you already have had that experience. Mm-hmm. Because we all will tend to have that experience. And then it goes into about your soul, which you have a book as well in regards to the soul. Mm-hmm. And I go into that aspect. So to, you know, educate people a little bit about that, because nobody seems to know too much about their soul.
Yeah. Well, and I love how it's just getting us back in touch with ourselves and listening to all these messages, you know, that we're trying to tell ourselves.
Well, you know, if we stay tuned in, you know, I just noticed that spirit's there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You can either accept it or reject it. It's up to you. There's no saying you have to accept this, but it does kind of make things a lot easier.
Yeah. That's the truth.
It's a lot more interesting, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's like, they say go with the flow. I mean, it is going with the flow if you will listen and go.
Right.
Or, you know, the other way is the way I was doing it. And trust me, it is not pretty. It is not. Now, I had probably my greatest spiritual growth came from that.
Right.
So, you know, that, so it was good for that, but it wasn't pretty. I'll just keep leaving it at that. So you can go the rough route or you can go the flow route.
Well, even if you're going through the flow, if you, you know, like even for myself, if you're not understanding what's happening, it becomes a little bit of a rough road too.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. So we all end up in these, you know, speed bumps.
Yeah, absolutely. So we go the way we go and it's all okay. How about we leave it? Okay. All right. Well, I think it's time that we call it. He just gave us a 30 seconds, so it's time for us to leave. And I want to wish everyone a good night. And I thank you again so much for being on with me tonight, Diane. And thank you.
Thank you, Julia, for having me. I truly enjoyed it.
It's been fantastic.
It has.
And I wish everyone out there a wonderful evening, and I'll see you probably when I get back. If I can manage a show from wherever I am, I don't remember where I'm going right now, so I will see you. Anyway, good night, everyone. Love you.